Item on the agenda, John and Peggy Newcomb, 10-1663. Mr. Nykirk, good morning.
Good morning. It's another beach and dune project. The Newcombs are requesting authorization to remove three deteriorated groins and construct three new replacement low-profile groins extending up to 45 feet channel to mean high water adjacent to their property situated along the York River in Gloucester County. In this case, both coastal primary sand dunes and beaches permits and the Sebaquis lands permits are required. Just a vicinity map, arrow marking the general location of the project. For reference, Coleman Bridge is over here, Gloucester County, York River. This is Gaines Point that I reference in the evaluation. Shoreline consists of a sandy beach with a wide, shallow, sandy subtidal flat and submerged aquatic vegetation channelward of the beach. This is the NOAA chart over which I've laid the 2008 coverage from VIMS. This kind of pale green color is the SAV map by VIMS. This is an aerial of the site from 2009. The three groins noted there are the ones that are going to be worked on. The existing deteriorated groins appear to be assisting in maintaining the sandy beach. The adjacent upland is low in elevation. Their home is located back here, approximately 250 feet landward of mean low water. And their lots approximately 200 feet wide along the shoreline. Newcombs are seeking authorization to remove the three deteriorated portions of these groins and construct three replacement groins, again extending up to 45 feet channelward of mean high water. The replacement groins will be constructed using a low profile design, and one of the groins is proposed to extend further landward to help protect a portion of the beach that has migrated further landward. There are existing groins upstream and downstream of the project, as you can note in this aerial. Just for reference, this was 2007. You can see it's lost a little bit of sand since then. Of course, these are just a snapshot in time. This is the plan view drawing. I've marked blue for water and yellow for the beach, so you can tell which way everything's going there. But the brown are the existing groins, which are in a deteriorated condition. The red is what's proposed to be replaced. So just this portion of that groin will be replaced here, and then this entire groin will be removed, and this is the one that will be extended further landward. The groins will impact approximately 126 square feet of jurisdictional beach and approximately 18 square feet of state-owned submerged land. Similar to the last case, Gloucester County has not yet adopted the Coastal Primary Sand Dunes and Beaches Ordinance, which was made available to them by virtue of code changes in 2008. As a result, the Commission's charged with acting as a local Dunes and Beaches Board. I will add, though, that the Gloucester Wetland Board recently voted to send a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors, so maybe we'll see some action there.
Good job.
This is a cross-sectional drawing of the proposed groins. Again, they are going to be rebuilt as a low-profile type design. That means the channelward end will be at or below mean low water, and the groin will be sloping landward at a rate of approximately 10 to 1. This is a ground shot looking downstream. Both of these groins are proposed to be removed and replaced. Looking upstream, again, you can see this is kind of a stepped design. What's going to be rebuilt is low profile, going up like this. It's another shot looking downstream. Actually, that's upstream. I'm sorry. In their report dated November 13th, VIM states the predominant movement of sand along this shoreline appears to be back and forth between the beach and the adjacent offshore area rather than along the beach. Accordingly, they state they are uncertain whether the groins are the most effective structures to assist in maintaining the beach and to address shoreline erosion that may be occurring at this site. They go on, however, to state, if erosion is occurring at the site, they state an offshore rock breakwater system would be more effective, but they do note that the reconstruction of the groins within the established groin field is an acceptable approach that would have minimal adverse environmental impacts.
Very shallow in there, too, is it not?
Yes, it is. It is very shallow offshore, and there's also SAV just
very difficult offshore. To get that material in there.
Department of Environmental Quality, we recently received their comments, and a water protection permit will not be required because they anticipate the impacts will be minimal and temporary. No other state agencies commented on the application, and no comments were received in response to the public notice or the notification of adjoining property owners. This is one of the groins section to be replaced, obviously in a deteriorated condition. Staff agrees that the construction of an offshore breakwater system would be preferable along this shoreline. However, the groins proposed to be replaced are within an established groin field and would be significantly less expensive than the breakwaters. Additionally, breakwaters are typically more effective when they are used to treat an entire reach of shoreline, and the adjoining owners are not currently proposing any shoreline work. Although groins interrupt sediment transport by design, that impact is reduced through the use of the low-profile design. In this case, the groins being replaced are not currently low-profile, so their replacement with low-profile groins should reduce adverse impacts on sediment transport. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2-1403-10B and 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, we recommend approval of the project with a royalty in the amount of $9, and this was an error in the evaluation, and the encroachment of the groins on 18 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of 50 cents per square foot. I inadvertently had 28 in there.
Any questions of Mr. Neikert? Mr. Plumlee?
From my own education, the construction process, are they just driving these sheets down there once they're pulled out? Is it a fairly minimal impact?
They will actually, the contractor's here, but as I understand it, they'll remove the old ones, drive new piles, new sheeting, you know, within the two whaler or structures.
And does it reduce the plan? Is it reducing the extension and waterward of the groin, or is it maintaining the same length?
They will be about the same length. They will be lower in elevation at the channelward end. These were for the time they were built, they probably didn't seem to be that high. The old practice was to build these things pretty high, but the idea now is when they're low profile, that allows the sand to fill up in that area and then bypass downdrift after it's created a beach, and that 10-to-1 slope, from what I understand, is the approximate beach slope in the Chesapeake Bay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Further questions?
Thank you, Chip.
Is the applicant present or represented? Mr. Watkins, good morning. Gentlemen, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God. State your name for the record, please.
Jeff Watkins with Riverworks.
John Newcomb, the property owner.
Okay. Y'all have any comment, question?
Either one would be glad to answer any questions, but we'd like you to approve it as submitted, please.
Any questions of Mr. Watkins or the applicant? Thank you, gentlemen. Anyone else here in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? There seeing none, the matters before the commission. Mr. Holland.
Move to approve the project as submitted.
Second to the motion, second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Wonderful work, gentlemen. Thank you. Have a good holiday.